It's important to know that you can always get back into a trade. So if you're uncomfortable or you're busy, you're distracted, you're going out of town, your position, maybe you got too big, any of those things happen, or if the market's not doing exactly what you think it should do, just get out. Even if it's not at your stop, get out anyway. It doesn't matter. If you're uncomfortable and you're not satisfied with how it's acting, get out and get back in. I think a lot of times people view themselves as failures if they try a trade a couple times, take a loser, a small to moderate loser, an expected loser, and then they watch the market go up without them. A lot of my best trades are when I'm in an area and I'm taking some small losers, and then finally it comes back up and I feel like it shook everyone out, and then I enter the trade maybe even a little bit bigger at that point. So I'm not doing that 4 or 5 times, but I think 2 or 3 times is reasonable. The biggest message, though, is it's okay to be wrong and get back in. You can always buy it back. And don't worry about if it's at a higher price. If something's going from 10 to 50, a lot of times someone will buy it, in that example, at 12, and they'll get out at 11, and then they'll never buy it again at 15, even though it's probably going to 50. That is something you can just beat out of your system as soon as possible if you want to move forward, because it's all about where is a good spot. And a good spot is when the market goes your way right away, or when you get in to an area where you know your risk is low. I think those are both good spots. So if you're buying a breakout and it works right away, that's a good spot. It depends. So those are some things to think about in terms of going forward and being okay with getting back in.